So, I've come down from the party, which is starting to fill up now at Wistia HQ. Started about 4 o'clock, and I think it's going to go on to 8, but I can see it going a bit longer than that, to be honest. I'm sitting in the little recording room, and I'm sitting with Tracy. Tracy, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about what you do.
Sure.
And what's your involvement with Wistia? Why Wistia?
Sure.
Well, I have a small consultancy in the talent intelligence space. So what I do is I work with corporations to help them find the right kind of talent and make sure they build the right kind of teams for the types of products or services that they have. It's kind of interesting work because the solutions are based on very sophisticated talent analytics software. So I use, it's very similar to what professional sports teams use. In fact, here in the Boston area, the New England Patriots and the Boston Red Sox have gotten into using analytics to size up their teams and optimize them. I do the same thing for businesses.
Wow.
It's very new space, very cutting edge.
Right, so how long has that been around? I've never really heard about it.
Really, these types of software products have only evolved in the last couple of years.
Right.
And as I said, professional sports teams were probably the first to adopt them because obviously there's a lot of money at stake in making sure that they win.
Right.
But corporations, probably about 70% of corporations have started to adopt these in the last year. And so they're looking for very specialized expertise or advisors like myself that go through a very rigorous certification process to be able to analyze the data that's captured through questionnaires that employees take, and then take that data just the way you would for a sports team, say, okay, I need my sales organization, you know, to be optimized in this way, and as we hire new people, we're going to look for people that have certain strengths and capabilities. And my marketing team, that's a completely different profile, and they need to be really collaborative and cool and creative. And so you basically can use the intelligence to sort of design the right kind of business for your strategy. And if you think about it, corporations, their biggest line item spend is people. It's usually
right.
70% of their operating cost.
Right.
They can tell you everything about their sales and marketing operations, about their supply chain, about, you know, how they go to market. They can tell you zip about their people. So it's kind of the last mile in terms of business performance.
Right.
Understanding and using the data, you know, to make sure that you've got happy employees that love where they work and perform and excel in what they do, and the, you know, hiring team knows exactly what they need, and so instead of guessing,
right, which is the older way.
Right. So today you can bring some precision, and everybody's happy, and so you have happy, healthy, working organizations that perform really well.
Wow. So, you know, for somebody who's been in the old marketing space for so long, this must have been sort of rejuvenation for you.
Well, I come out of the sales management space and technology company. So
okay.
I have built, you know, virtual teams, new teams, transform teams, merge teams for 2 decades. And so we didn't have these kinds of tools.
No,
so,
absolutely not.
So as practitioners, as line of business managers, you know, we had a few tools, but nothing like this.
And you always wanted these kinds of tools.
Always wanted these kinds of tools. And actually, the software company, Talent Analytics Corp, right here in Cambridge, developed this particular platform that I use in my practice. And I was actually a client of theirs, got introduced to using their tools, looked at the software and said, well, I'm a technology gal, you know, this stuff is cooler than hell, so I need to figure out what's going on, and actually left my former company and went out on my own as a consultant to be a practitioner in this space. And
wow.
It's very neat stuff.
Wow. So how long have you been doing this, and how many clients have you roughly got?
So I've been doing this about 2 years, and I've got a mixture of small startup
yep.
businesses that
yep.
are very concerned about the quality of talent, and a few larger companies, and my business is growing. A lot of it is word of mouth,
yep.
and basically social media and that
sure.
sort of thing.
Sure.
So, you know, I recently became a Wistia client and intend to use their platform to get the word out.
Sure.
And also, certainly, events like this are helpful.
Sure. So, in terms of the Wistia platform, the video stuff is obviously going to be more important the more
yes.
people that are watching video online. So you're going to fuse the two together, I guess.
So what we're talking about here is, if you're a consultant, you're a subject matter expert. You're,
right.
you're a talking head.
Right.
So you need a platform to be able to get your message out. Clearly, in a space like talent analytics, it's an emerging space. It's new. It's not It's not something that everybody recognizes on the face of it. I need to get the message out.
Sure.
So it's a perfect vehicle for me to do that, and the, you know, the social viral aspects of the application are very well suited, because people who are interested in the quality of the talent that they work with, that they hire, that they attract, that they retain, tend to hang out together.
Sure.
So the networking aspects of that should in itself be extremely viral.
Right. So where do people find this stuff? I mean, you must have a website.
Sure. EndZoneStrategy.com. Okay. Very easy, just like the company name. Okay. And there's all kinds of interesting information about, you know, the emergence of talent analytics and how talent intelligence can transform businesses.
Perfect. Thank you very much for your
Thank
time.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
That's
great.
Good.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. Good.
Works for me.
That was great.